I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Today's the day Boscobel and Highland drive to Blair Taylor, and they'll be taking each other on in the sectional semifinal. I talked to Coach James Marks of the Boscobel Bulldogs about his team peaking at the right time.
I've always had it in my mind that the potential for these guys were a lot more than what we have shown in the past, but here late in the year and especially into the playoffs, we've just been playing with high energy, and I think we're finally meeting that potential that I see in them.
And Coach Mark says the SWAL conference better prepare them for the postseason.
I've been telling the kids that since the day we got our seed. I said, you know, we take our lumps of the year, but I think it's prepared us for this tournament, and so far the run's been there and doing well.
Has there been a memorable moment or anything like that that sticks out, or many memorable moments during this tournament run?
Right now, it's just been all blur. It's super exciting, little surreal at times, but I'd have to say our suicide squeeze in the top of the seventh against Seneca sticks in my mind every day.
And I asked James about Highland.
Yeah, their defense is fundamentally sound. They're scrappy at the plate. And they got some good pitching to go with it. And I think we're very similar in teams. I think we're both just hitting our strides at the right time and playing good ball.
I talked to Coach Terry Cool of Highland this morning.
Once you get to this point, all of the teams have won a regional title. So they've proven to this point, at least, they're playing very well at the time.
What do you think has put your team over the top here and the chance to make it to sectional this year?
Mostly our pitching. Our pitchers have done a fantastic job of keeping us in just about every single baseball game. And then we've just been, especially once this weather warmed up, we've gotten some really timely hitting. So, and it's been a lot of different guys. And, you know, oftentimes successful teams will say that. When you win, it's contributions from everyone.
The Six Rivers better prepares you for the postseason, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is a tough conference, pretty much up and down. You know, night in, night out, that you're going to see a pretty decent pitcher, and you're going to have to be on your game if you want to win.
The victories against Ithaca and River Ridge, I mean, you had to beat some good programs to get here, didn't you?
Yeah, both have done a really nice job. Ithaca, of course, the last few years has been outstanding, winning a state title a couple years ago. And River Ridge this year just had an outstanding season, and that's a program that's been getting better and better each year over the past few seasons.
On the scouting report, what looks tough about Boscobel?
I know they have some very good players. There's the loose player who is their leadoff hitter, does a very nice job for them as the center fielder. And he's one that we're going to watch out for. We know their pitcher is pretty consistent and will attack hitters, so we're going to try to be ready.
Here are the Highland versus Boscobel game live from Blair Taylor on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com later today. It's scheduled for 12:30. We'll be on the air with it around 12:15. Early this morning, Pittsville takes on Blair Taylor at the same location for the right to play in today's 3 o'clock sectional final. Belmont is at Oakfield today taking on Johnson Creek. Reedsville and Elkhart Lake Glenbeulah are in the other part of the bracket. In Division 3 today, that's at Osseo, Merchants Park. Westby takes on Mondovi this morning at 10, and Fenimore is playing at Merchants Park again against Cuba City. That game slated to start at 1 and the sectional final at 4. All of the teams are 2 wins away from the WIAA State Baseball Tournament, which gets underway next week. Reedsburg is playing at Wisconsin Dells against Lodi this morning at 10, and Turner is playing Edgerton, also at Wisconsin Dells. Last night in Legion baseball, the Viola area Grizzlies lost to Rushford 13-7 in Game 1. The Grizzlies scored the win in Game 2 by a final of 4-2. Thanks to Coach Mike Kaufman of the Viola area Legion team for that update. Well, the Brewers, with a loss last night, they ended a 7-game losing streak for the Braves. It was Atlanta getting a 7-1 win Monday. Veteran lefty Chris Sale struck out 11 Brewer batters and gave up just one run over 7 innings. Atlanta pounded 3 home runs in the one-sided contest. Milwaukee's only run came in the third when Joey Ortiz doubled, then was was knocked in by a William Contreras single with two outs. The Brewers will try to even the series behind Quinn Priester coming up this evening. Brewer manager Pat Murphy talked about Chris Sale and losing to the Braves.
Yeah, he's the right dude, man. No, I don't know him well, but everything I hear and the way he goes after it, and the way he loves competing, kind of his outlook, you know, the fact that he came back out in 99 pitches and came back in the game tells you a lot. He was with his team right then. You know, he was thinking, you know what? We've lost seven in a row. We've got a great team. I'm going to kick it in. And I'm just impressed with him.
Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh 10-3 over Miami, Philadelphia 4, the Cubs 3, Dodgers 8-7 over San Diego, Tampa Bay 10, Boston 8, the LA Angels over the Athletics 7-4. Interleague play, Cincinnati 7, Cleveland 4, Toronto 5-4 over St. Louis, and Arizona was a winner against Seattle. 8-4, the final score. The Brewers are teaming up with law enforcement agencies across the state to distribute limited edition baseball cards to kids. Senior Vice President of Communications Tyler Barnes says it's an opportunity for kids to build trust with law enforcement. Barnes says the program started with Milwaukee area departments, but recently the Brewers started to get flooded with requests from departments across the state. Barnes says the team has distributed cards like this off and on, going back to the 1980s. 30 departments will get 1,000 packs of cards each. The Packers have decided talent is not enough if a player can't stay on the field. The team released often injured star cornerback Jair Alexander yesterday. The front office praised Alexander, calling him one of the premier players in the NFL. Injuries caused him to miss 20 of 34 games over the last two seasons. Sports Illustrated reports the move gives Green Bay more than $17 million in cap space for this season. Mark Murphy talked about the loss of talent.
I feel pretty good. I think Keyshawn Nixon, what a great story. He's undrafted, all-pro returner. And, the reality is for, the last 4 years, it's about half of the games he's been able to play. So, we've been used to it.
Former Bucks coach Don Nelson has been honored by the National Basketball Coaches Association. Nelson received the Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award at Sunday's NBA Finals contest between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. Nelson is 85 years old. Yahoo Sports reports that when he retired in 2010, he was the league's all-time winningest coach with 1,335 victories, 540 in Milwaukee. The Bucks won 7 straight division titles under his leadership, playing in the Eastern Conference Finals 3 times. I am Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.